Okay, Nick, so you agreed to have True Believe the track re-released, but why didn't you stick to the old version?
No, we wanted to be re-recorded. There's lots of errors on there that we certainly can notice. But, I mean, it's still a very, very good song. It still stands up to our new material. So, you know, if they're cool about that, you know, who are we to argue? So, yeah, but we wanted to re-record it with, like, Lee, the new drummer. We'll see. I mean, I don't know how it's going to sound, the singing. I haven't done it yet. So, but just make it sound a bit more modern, you know.
Do you consider True Belief to be something special among the other Icon tracks?
It's one of the best songs on the album. We'll be playing it live till the day we die. So, I mean, you know, it's just one of those. Just one of the better songs, really. It was written years ago, so it's weird. It's like talking about something that died, you know. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. You know, it's just one of our classic. It's a classic Paradise Lost song. You know, that's all I can say about it.
What was the idea behind True Belief lyrically?
But the title says it all, really. It was about being terribly cynical about things, and wanting a belief to enhance life, if that's possible. But I still ain't found one.
When reading the lyrics again after 4 years, what comes to your mind?
No, it's about sort of anti-suicide, I suppose. But I mean, it's all basically around, you know, the title, really. You know, I mean, everything I write is suicidal type thing inside it, because I find suicide interesting. But I personally wouldn't commit suicide. Well, unless I was in a severe narcotic state, maybe. But I wouldn't, you know, something I wouldn't do. But I find suicide is like the ultimate selfish act. A lot of what it's about, and the mainly it's one in a True Belief, you know, I'm not content with life. I don't. You could give me millions of pounds, you could give me anything, and I would not be totally content. I don't have any peace at all. I can't sleep at night, you know, stay awake. My mind is constantly working, and I feel if I did have something, some belief, whether it be religion or anything, I envy people that actually believe in things, you know, because I cannot believe in anything. So that's pretty much what it's about.
Is it any kind of anti-religious statement?
Not really. When I was younger, I really disliked organized religion, but I think religion should be a personal thing. You know, it shouldn't be someone preaching you what you should and shouldn't do and using it as a way of manipulating people. I don't think that's bad, but that's the way most organized religions work anyway. If I did believe in something, it would be, you know, something of my own belief, as opposed to everyone else's belief, you know. But if people have got something to believe in that will make them happier about the fact that they're going to die, that's cool with me, you know. But I don't believe in anything. You know, I believe things when I see it, and I haven't seen any God or Jesus or anything like that.
Is writing lyrics an easy process for you?
No, I spend months and months writing songs. I can write maybe a few lines and come back like 3 weeks later and write some more. I cannot. It's not something you can just do. You know? They usually come to me when I'm trying to get to sleep. I'm staying awake all night. That's when they usually I get ideas. I like really bold statements, good, nice, poetic, if you like, kind of lines. But hopefully without being pretentious.
Do you get influenced by any other lyrics writers?
No, not at all. I do like to read good lyrics. If I can read lyrics on a album sleeve, if they're poor lyrics, that puts me off the band, puts me off the music as well. So, I mean, I like to read stuff that doesn't necessarily make sense. I don't even care when I read lyrics if they don't make sense, as long as they use nice words. I have to wash my mouth out with soap, but I like Morrissey's lyrics, very, very good. He writes excellent lyrics. I mean, he's very cynical. I like the stuff he writes. I admire his lyrics more than anyone else.
And from novel writers?
No, not at all. I have a very short attention span. I get bored really quickly. So reading something that I maybe read a few books a year. I usually read autobiographies of actors I like, or, you know, that kind of thing. Because I just, my cynicism is so, I'm so cynical, it's terrible. I mean, I can't even read fiction books. I don't like make-believe. I like real life.
How did you happen to name your band after the John Milton's famous book, Lost Paradise?
That's mainly because All the other titles we had were like something death or horrible names, horrible death metal names. And then the book was at my parents' house, and I just kind of flicked through it, and it had real kind of metal type lyrics, metal type poetry in there. I thought, oh, this sounds very, it was about good and evil and all that business. I thought, oh, this sounds very, it's nice. So the name I thought was very like a light name, but the book is very heavy, so I thought, oh, it's good kind of crossover, really. Plus, I knew we wouldn't want to play death metal 5 years on if we were still together. So it's good, you know, that the name isn't like something death, because you're pretty much stuck in a cliche, really, that you can't get out of. I mean, if you say Paradise, most people think, oh yeah, heavy music, which is, that's cool with me, but you don't necessarily think death metal. If we were called Gorguts now, it would be difficult to play what we do.
Do you remember early names you used in the first place before being named Paradise Lost?
Yeah, Warmonger, Morbius, Corpse Grinder. Because I used to just growl, and Greg would just play anything on the guitar. And then we used to change our name every day, but it wasn't really a band, it was just us messing around. I used to like drum on the bed sheets with some spoons or something, you know. It wasn't even a band. And then, you know, when Aaron and Steve joined, he started actually writing songs, but it took us nearly a year to even be able to play together, you know, because it was just like a joke. But no, it was good fun though. The early days was really, really good fun actually.
Did you write anything or play with anybody before joining Paradise Lost?
Oh yeah, when I was at school, yeah. I used to write satanic lyrics when I was 13, 14, when I was really into Venom. I used to like write real satanic lyrics and stuff. I never did anything with them, but I mean that I was doing that then, so now when I see these bands, it just makes me laugh. I mean, it doesn't mean anything to me at all. I mean, if someone really does believe in Satanism, that's cool, you know, but all the bands that wear all the makeup, I find it quite amusing. I mean, Bathory was the best day, and still is the best day. Yeah. The early Bathory albums, I can put them on now, and I still think they're great. You know? I mean, people laugh at it, you know, some of my friends go, what's this shit? And it's like, oh, well, you have to be there. But, no, I wanted to join a band at school, but there was really no one into what I was into. I was the only kid at school that was into thrash, death metal. No one else, everyone else hated it, you know. No, there was no one else. I was the only person in the entire school who liked it.
How did you happen to meet Greg in the first place?
I went to a concert. I dragged one of my friends out to see this band called the Mooga Boys, and they were just like a cover band. They were shit. I met Greg there because he had a Creator written on the back of his jacket, and I was really into Creator then. It was the first album, Endless Pain, and I thought, God, there's someone else who likes Creator. So I was like, oh, how are you doing? You like Creator? I think the first things I said to him were, so you like Creator? Which, when I do see Creator now, I always like say that to Miller, the singer. I say, oh, you're the reason why we met. And
you have this image of very misanthropic people. Do you get along well within the band?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, we like each other and hate each other on an equal level. I mean, we take the piss out of each other all the time. I mean, I'm terrible for that. But yeah, very much so. None of us particularly make friends quickly at all. We're difficult to get to know, and that's why we're very, very close like that. I mean, if we go to festival concerts, we just talk to each other. We don't really talk to anyone else until we're drunk. But we usually have to be drunk before we start mixing with other people.